This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Friday edition. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no? That's the big question today. Sioux or Gophers? That's the big question today. Actually, Fighting Hawks or Gophers. And somebody has reminded me, Hawks eat Gophers too, right? So that's an okay thing. And hockey weekend. Going to talk to Kerry Eads coming up a little bit. Former assistant coach on national championship teams. Former player himself. And get his best memories of that classic matchup that will happen this weekend at Ralph Engelstad Arena. Bison are home at football. UND Fighting Hawks home in football. So a lot going on this weekend, a lot happening. And anything that's on your mind, let us know at 800-228-0550. Let's get right to it. Harley in Mandan, thanks for waiting. How you doing?
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Let me just give the numbers for other folks here. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Or text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Bunch of text stacking up. I'll get to those, but we always put the callers first. So anyway, go ahead, Harley. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I called this morning, you know, because I, like many people, I'm sure, are just as stunned as General Kelly after watching everything unfold here with Congressman Frederico Wilson and our media and how they're kind of politicizing this mess or turning it into a mess. It's actually a very honorable process. And during my service, I served several years. I was honored to serve as all three, a casualty notification officer, a casualty assistance officer, and to actually perform escort duty in bringing a fallen soldier home to his family. So. It is.
Wow.
And, you know, I never for the life of me would have ever believed that our congressional representatives or our media could, you know, politicize such a time-honored and solemn process that we in the military perform in making sure that a family is properly notified and comforted as well as possible when we, you know, do our best to honor our fallen brothers and sisters, and it is very disturbing to see that happen. But
no, you're so right, Harley. Can you just with me listen for a second to what John Kelly said yesterday about which I thought was the best part of the press conference yesterday, because what he was doing here is almost politely scolding the media to talk about, you know, the sacredness of this entire, you know, ordeal from the time that, sadly,
yes,
we lose someone on the battlefield through when they're brought home. Listen to what he said here, and then I want to have you talk about your experience, because it sounds like you've lived some of this. Here is General Kelly from yesterday. Just hang tight and listen here.
Most Americans don't know what happens when we lose one of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, or Coast Guardsmen in combat. So let me tell you what happens. Their buddies wrap them up in whatever passes as a shroud, puts them on a helicopter as a routine, and sends them home. Their first stop along the way is when they're packed in ice, typically at the airhead, and then they're flown to usually Europe, where they're then packed in ice again and flown to Dover Air Force Base, where Dover takes care of the remains, embalms them, meticulously dresses them in their uniform, with the medals that they've earned, the emblems of their service, and then puts them on another airplane linked up with a casualty officer escort that takes them home. A very, very good movie to watch if you haven't ever seen it is Taking Chance, where this is done in a movie HBO setting. Chance Phelps was killed under my command right next to me, and it's worth seeing that if you've never seen it. So that's the process. While that's happening, a casualty officer typically goes to the home very early in the morning and waits for the first lights to come on. and then he knocks on the door. Typically, the mom and dad will answer, wife. And if there is a wife, this is happening in two different places. If the parents are divorced, three different places. And the casualty officer proceeds to break the heart of a family member and stays with that family until, for a long, long time, even after the internment. So that's what happens.
I learned a lot in hearing that, and there were many things in that that were hard to hear, obviously, leading with, just the ice and the process at the beginning. But you know what stuck with me more than anything was the idea that how this, ultimately is done to notify the family members to come in the dark of night and wait for the first light in the house to come on. You know, just the respect of that, knowing, hey, they're sleeping now, they arise, and it's time. I got to tell them. It really struck me. Is that pretty much how you've done it, Harley, in your experiences, what he described?
Yeah, the experience is spot on, the way he described it. And, yes, but I don't think most people realize that when the team is there waiting for the lights to come on and to notify the family, there's also another soldier who is traveling out to Dover. There's a soldier on his way to Dover while that's happening. And that soldier that gets to Dover then will accompany and take possession of the fallen soldier and accompany that soldier through that trip all the way back. And he mentions that show Taking Chance, and that show is spot on. HBO did a heck of a job. I watched it after I actually performed the duty, and my hair stood up because so many of the experiences that Kevin Bacon's character has in that show, I experienced myself, to include the same airlines, same airports, right down to the T. But
well, you have to have a special kind of medal to be a notification officer. Is that duty you sign up for? Does someone select you and say, we want you to do that, Harley? How did that work?
Yeah, they basically, what we found out is early in the war, we didn't have a process for training casualty assistants and casualty notification officers. So once we started experiencing deaths in combat and actually losing soldiers, we kind of scrambled at first, and then we realized that this war is going to go a little bit longer than we had all expected it to. We started taking volunteers and then actually had set up some training sessions to train them so they knew what to expect, because when I was doing my duty bringing home a fallen soldier, the one thing that was in the back of my mind the entire trip was, what am I going to do, and how am I going to talk to his family when I arrive home with the soldier and meet his parents for the first time? Like I say, I've done the escort duty, and I've also done casualty notification and casualty assistance and trying to, get a family. In that situation, the soldier, he was still alive, but they didn't think he was going to make it. So we tried to get his parents into Landstuhl, Germany, so that they could be with him there before he died. And, so it is kind of a taxing duty, if you want to call it that, but it's one of the most honorable duties that you will ever perform as a uniformed member of our armed forces. It truly is.
No kidding. And what do you make of how it, as you started, describing your feelings having done this duty before and now seeing this play out with the current situation and the press over the, soldiers in Niger and then Niger, whatever, however you pronounce it, and then the congresswoman and just the political atmosphere over this. So what is that? How does that make you feel seeing all that play out?
It almost makes me feel like we are being let down. And the reason I say that is because it is a very honorable and sacred process, and it should always remain that way. And it should be something that is the family's and something that is the family's only and whoever they want to bring in. But to see our congressional representatives actually go on TV and talk about it, and then we get the little bickering thing going back and forth between them and the commander-in-chief. And it also did bother me a little bit that President Trump, you know, kind of was boasting about how he is going to notify families versus other commanders-in-chief of the past. But
yeah, that's the sparring that just drives me bananas, because this whole thing started with the controversy created by the media on and why he hadn't called these four families of the four soldiers from Niger. And so they wanted a media story out of it. He punches back, as Trump always does, and then this continues to escalate, which I think, I hope, you know, yesterday, and John Kelly wakes everybody up to how sick is this? How sick is this? The congresswoman didn't get the memo, because I have her clip, and you can't even believe that. Play that here in a bit, but boy, oh boy. You contributed mightily to the debate, Harley, for sure, and are we being let down? I think the answer is yes. We're certainly being let down by how this has been handled, and so are those fallen heroes. Thanks for your service, sir. We appreciate your call.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
You too. Take care. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Get pumped up for the hockey game music, ladies and gentlemen. On What's on Your Mind?
Scott, this is Marv. I'm calling on Los Angeles.
We have too many things going on there, don't we, Todd? That's my fault. What do we got going on here? Let's try this again. I'll take Thunderstruck again. Bring me some Thunderstruck. Here we go.
Scott, this is Marv. I'm calling out doing soil testing. We all miss the Fighting Sioux. However, here's something to think about. The Hawks eat a lot of gophers. What do you think about that?
Yeah, there we go. Now everything's fine. I'm all for it. Bring it on. Yeah. You know, I don't dislike the idea that the University of North Dakota become the Fighting Hawks. I think it's actually the fighting is still there. I think the logo is as good as a new logo can be. It's more the whole way the thing was handled before, you know. I'm kind of in that camp. Thinks you don't reward really bad decisions by people, and mostly in my mind, it is folks who disregarded their elders. Never a good thing in my mind. Never a good thing. And then, of course, the NCAA and a completely hypocritical double standard operate. I don't like rewarding them, and so it sort of seems to me like if you would just say, well, let's just move on, then you reward all that kind of really bad behavior. I love the optimism of our audience to say, you know, wait a minute here. Let's think positive. I love it. Big weekend, University of North Dakota and University of Minnesota back on the ice. Hockey, Engelstad Arena, can't beat it. We're brought to you in part today by the energy of North Dakota. What do we want? Amazing innovations to drive progress for generations, right? How about jobs and careers for generations? How about American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations? Well, today, advanced technologies developed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making that happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To learn more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. I promised I would play you the reaction to the congresswoman, the previous caller, Harley from Mandan. The notification officer mentioned his disappointment with the woman who has stirred much of this controversy over President Trump's call to a fallen soldier's family. And the very classy, you know, top-shelf professional way in which she is approaching this situation and General Kelly's comments yesterday before the White House press corps. Listen.
You mean to tell me that I have become so important that the White House is following me? And my word, this is amazing. It's amazing. That is absolutely phenomenal. I have to tell my kids that I'm a rock star now.
Yeah. Isn't that just warm your heart to hear the graciousness, the class, the eloquence in those comments? I have no words, folks. Rare for me. Every now and then it happens. 800-228-0550. Craig in Moorhead, you are next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, boy, where to begin? First of all, taking chance, after I heard this from the general, we looked up, and if anybody out there has Amazon Prime, it's free. It's on there. It's an astounding movie. It's incredible. And this Florida congressman, you hear her latest thing now? She's saying that she looked up the term empty barrel, and it's a racist term. So now she's saying that General Kelly's a racist. She's over the top. And the old joke is really true now. If we followed up that President Trump could walk on water, the headlines would be, he can't swim. It's a whole new level.
It is. And, you know, I mean, even to the point of politicizing this to try and take a little strip off of Trump. And, you know, look, he's going to engage. I think Donald Trump's done his job. Many people would say, why engage? Don't do this. It does no good. Do you know the credibility of the mainstream media sources, the Alphabet Soup and networks and the reporters? It's single digits. You think the approval rating of Congress is low? They're in a far worse shape. Donald Trump's done his job. He's destroyed the credibility of the media, of the mainstream media, for the corrupt nature in which they are. So I'm glad, but I think hopefully it's opening some eyes too to just how low they'll go. They are flailing in the corner with every last gasp they can, and nothing is too low, even our fallen heroes. You know?
Well, once again, if you'll have Amazon Prime, watch that movie, Taking Chance. It's amazing.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I went to at least look at the trailer during the break and thought the same thing. Gotta see it. Gotta see it. Craig, thank you. Appreciate it. And I was glad he described the process, too. I think that's important. Danny and Moorhead, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, last week when I called in to Steve and Alex, you followed up saying that I kind of met my match, that I don't call into your show anymore. Well, I have a part-time hobby job, so I don't have the opportunity to. But I got a solution where we can complete a conversation. And instead of me getting hung up on all the time, at the end of what I'm saying, I'll say thank you for your time, and then we'll just go on it from there. Would that be okay?
So in other words, you talk as long as you want to, and until you say thank you for your time, that's called get your own show.
Oh, no, I won't. I won't. Give me reasonable. I won't ask
how
for any more
this?
Time.
How about rather than wasting the last 45 seconds you did on something that means nothing to the rest of the audience, just tell me what's on your mind.
Well, okay, what's on my mind is the president stated a lie on Monday, and it kind of went over your head. And,
what was the lie?
The lie was that he said that it took Ronald Reagan and other presidents years to get tax cuts approved. The Economic Recovery Act of 1981, which Ronald Reagan got passed, was passed on August 13th, 1981.
I think he was talking about the Major Tax Reform Act of 86.
No, he was talking about tax cuts. So you got to go back and listen to it because, I mean, you got a way of giving him a pass. In 2001,
Danny, I've heard Donald Trump on numerous occasions talk about the momentous Tax Reform Act of 1986. It was a big, big deal. You're right, there were tax cuts in the early 80s, but I think you ascribing Donald Trump what he was saying and what he meant is something I can tell you. I've heard him say many other times, talk about the Act of 86, so I think that's what he was talking about.
Okay, Scott?
Yes?
I'm talking about the 2001 Economic Growth and Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of George Bush. That passed on June 7th, 2001.
Okay, well, I thought you were just talking about Ronald Reagan.
I said when he was talking about other past presidents. Those both passed within less than 9 months of those two administrations. Yeah. But, I mean, he makes a lot of things that he makes statements on, where, like, he made the statement
Who cares? You make a perfect member of the mainstream media. None of this matters. None of this matters. Really? I mean, that's just small ball. Let's just get tax reform done. Wasted energy. Call your members of Congress here in Minnesota and tell them to actually do something for once on tax reform. That'd be a good place to start.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Tell that last caller to stay off the radio. He wastes our time. He just wants to knock Trump. He's just another member of the mainstream media. Just like you said. Thank you.
Well, Lisa wasn't
Todd
Mitchell, anyway.
Before the congresswoman, I happen to know a little bit about her. I've talked to colleagues of hers on both sides of the aisle. As a matter of fact, it was about a year ago. And they were both wondering how in the world she ever got elected. Because they said she makes no sense. And when she's in session in Congress, when she's talking, so I'm surprised, not really, that she said this. But when this came about, I remember talking to them about her, and just out randomly, I asked them who's the worst member of Congress, who's the dumbest one there, and they both came up with her. So. Take it for what it's worth, but that's what I know about it. So.
All right, a couple of your calls. Interesting. 800-228-0550. Todd, what did you say? I heard you saying something between callers, and I couldn't hear you.
I was just saying, at least that, you know, at least it wasn't me, because we all know how I ruined the show by opening my mouth. We got that one yesterday.
I don't know if people know what you're talking about, because we received a call late in the show. We didn't get a chance to play. Do you have that handy?
Well, what I did was I repurposed that call for my show on K-Fire.
I would like to express my opinion about Todd. I think his voice is absolutely horrible for the radio. Every time it comes on, I turn it down. He never says anything that holds any merit whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
It's all on how he believes in something. That's it. And he always says, what about Carson with this whole NFL thing? Who cares what about Carson? What's the bigger picture here? You need to stay off the radio. Thank you.
Well, now, so we should explain. This is a call twice, but whatever.
Let's explain this. A call came in late in the show yesterday with those comments about Todd. We didn't get a chance to play it. Now Todd has it in a promotional announcement that airs, and so that's why the music's behind it. You know,
right.
Actually fits quite well with his comments, but we don't normally have music accompanying the callers. But now you know. Thankfully, nobody agrees with that caller, but that doesn't matter. What's on your mind is just that. What's on your mind?
Oh,
so it
exactly.
Was on his mind. Yes, and we're even giving him the rare honor of being part of the.
Well, I agree. Anytime Todd Mitchell opens his mouth, it's just awful. But you know,
I don't think anybody thinks that, Todd. Maybe that one little caller there, but that's
and my ex-wife.
here's another one of your calls from earlier.
Hey, Scott. As Brooks saying, relax, relax. You're getting all wound up over nothing. He's an idiot. I think this is the insane man who, when Barack Obama was elected, said he knew he was going to be, Obama would be a great president because of the crease in his pants. Have a good day. It's Friday.
It is Friday. I was almost over the whole David Brooks thing. And by the way, I wasn't mad at David Brooks. I was mad at the fact that he's taking shots at you. That he basically is saying, North Dakota, you're a bunch of dolts. How in the world could you be one of the, two states with the highest approval rating of Donald Trump, okay? That's what I bristle at. The idea that real people, that's what I call them, real people. Because you stand at some podium for a living, you have a cubicle at the New York Times, you are one half of 1% of the American electorate, of the people out there that actually make America go. You're decimal dust compared to people who get up every day and go to work to make this country better. And real people do not deserve to be treated like that. I didn't even get to this part of it. The acceptability of Trump, this is Brooks again, the acceptability of Trump must also have something to do with the millions of religious voters. What's a religious voter to a knucklehead at the New York Times? That means you, get ready, hope you're sitting down, you believe in God. You go to church.
Well, we can't have that.
Oh, my gosh. Are you some kind of freak? And then you have those beliefs formed by your belief in God, your attendance at church, your faith in how you practice it in life, and that actually, I can hardly even say this, influences how you vote. Man, are you crazy? That's how these people think. The acceptability of Trump must also have something to do with the millions of religious voters being willing to abandon the practical wisdom of their faith. That which exists inside a person is more important than what is external. That no bad tree yields good fruit. That you should never trade spiritual humility for worldly ferocity. Because in humility there is strength, and in pride there is self-destruction. What in the world is that? Like you're abandoning the wisdom of your faith. How does David Brooks know what's inside Donald Trump? They've automatically assumed that to be the case. I know enough to know very different from religious leaders that have spent time with him. Ben Carson's story about Donald Trump's faith walk is fabulous. We did a whole interview. Congressman Kevin Cramer and I did. It's a video you can find on our Facebook page. Somebody that actually spent a long, long time with him. A lot more than David Brooks. Okay, I'm done. I'm forgetting him. He's in the rearview mirror. He's gone. He's goodbye. He's out of here. Christian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Well, if you're going to have Todd the Radio God, you're going to have Todd the Radio God atheists. So there's my Todd the Radio God impersonation for the day. Anyway,
I love that line.
Donald J. Trump, he's got to stop acknowledging these people. These people, these bad actors with the big mouths and the loose lips, just throw them to the side. Don't even look at them. Don't even acknowledge them. The more acknowledgement you give them, the more, people are going to recognize their
Let me play devil's advocate for a moment here, Christian. The way you've described is largely what George W. Bush did for 8 years, right? He didn't engage. He didn't engage, and he didn't fight back, and he told his staff, rise above it. Rise above it. Don't go there. And they were emboldened, okay? They could command and move legislation and spread lies at will. Donald Trump, being the street fighter he is, has decided to engage, okay? And he has brought their credibility down to an all-time low. What's the better approach?
Well, the better approach is to do what he's doing anyway. Have you noticed the military air traffic in the sky over the flyover country we live in? Since he took office?
I don't know that I have.
Well, when you see these streaks going across the sky from east to west and from west to east back and forth all day long when we didn't see those before he took office,
Those are military aircraft up there.
Well, I see. I love watching the skies for aircraft, and but I guess I don't notice a difference between now and then versus traffic, and I don't know how to differentiate one's military and one's commercial. But
basically, if you see a contrail on the aircraft, that's a military aircraft.
But I will tell you this. I don't doubt for a second what you're saying, Christian, that there is a newfound heft to our military that was not there under Barack Obama. Absolutely, 100% get that. I'm just saying I have an instinct like you that says, Donald Trump, don't engage. Just swat these, the nitwits away like flies.
And do what you're going to do.
Yeah, and I think it's better to do that because otherwise you sort of get in the mud with him. But it's not his style. He wasn't elected like that. I don't think he's going to change. And I have to say, I can see some sense in what he's doing because he has reduced their credibility. This is the only thing I would add in counter to your comment.
I'd like to see more of the secretive actions of our military that we don't need to know every little thing that goes on until maybe after it's happened for a few months, you know.
Thank you, Christian. Appreciate your call. Terry and Braddock, what's on your mind?
I wanted to call and thank Harley for calling in this morning and let us know about what goes on with our deceased military personnel. And, appreciate what General Kelly did yesterday. In regards to what you're talking about right now, I don't get to watch TV much, but Tucker Carlson comes on in Fox, and he brings on these Democratic operatives and pretty much lets them talk and lets everybody see how stupid they really are and how pointless, a lot of their beliefs are, that they're not really founded on anything. And I think that's what we're finding out with, and I use in quotes, Congresswoman Wilson. Now they're really showing everyone who they truly are, and day by day, that's hurting them every day.
I too thought Harley's call was really priceless. Really was something. Appreciate that call, Terry. Thanks a lot. John is calling from somewhere in South Dakota. South Dakota's a big state. Where exactly in South Dakota are you calling from, John?
Well, I'm from Sioux Falls. I'm in Minnesota right now. In the UCCM, driving across that state, so.
The UCCM, I got it. Yeah, that's good. Sioux Falls is the place I was born, so I have a special reverence for that fine, fine community. Yep. I'm waiting for the name to change, though. Very offensive. Anyway, what's on your mind today?
I have brought that up, too. So, first off, with the guy called about the military, well, when the military has funding to fly, they're going to fly and train. I mean, that's probably why you see more military aircraft. Harley's call was awesome. I really appreciated that. As far as the thought in the NFL, if you want to watch the NFL, do what you want. It's a free country. I mean, if you want to support those guys, that's cool. I choose not to, and I don't hold against anybody that wants to support it. There's lots of entertainers that I don't give any money to their lifestyle because I can't stand them, and I think they're all hypocrites. I watch hockey, and as soon as hockey players start, filing in and doing the same protests as the NFL players, which they all kind of monkey see and monkey do, I won't watch the NHL either. So it's all basically what you want to do, and people shouldn't be giving Todd a hard time about his choice.
There you go. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Kevin Maxwell, UND player from 78 to 79 that played for the North Stars. Remember that? Here's what he says about the famous UND U of M series.
Well, I got to tell you, it was they were battles, and the emotions were always high, and I just can't get enough of the memories as far as just going out and going to battle against these guys. They were obviously a very good team, and it was such a rivalry. It was just an exciting time for me. Yeah.
More of those coming up on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, don't touch that dial, folks.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota,
and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. And Kildeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know, all the battles we had with those guys and the great games, and we were on top some, they were on top some, but, you know, 15 years later, a lot of those guys are my good friends. So that's the cool part about the rivalry. There's a lot of respect there. There's, you know, when the games are going, they're very intense, and, you know, now we look back and we give each other a hard time about it.
That's Gopher Keith Ballard, who played, 600-some games in the NHL, drafted by Buffalo back in 2002, but was three seasons with the Gophers. Helped them win back-to-back titles in 2002, 2003. Hobey Baker finalist in 2004. We got to get a couple of Gophers in, I guess. It's assuming there is one or two Gopher fans in our audience. Pat Nicoletti, remember him? Former North Star. He did the TV and radio broadcasts for NHL and Fox Sports 9, the college hockey games. He was a Gopher. Here's what he said about the series.
Some of my fondest memories are when I wasn't playing and my brothers Joe and Don were facing off against the Fighting Sioux back in the 70s, and the great players on both teams in North Dakota and in Minnesota, and you know the 79 championship in Detroit. Either team could have won. Two great teams, great players on both sides of the ice, and it was just it was really a treat to watch, and almost one of the reasons why I went to North Dakota. Gino Gasparini and Dean Blaze and just all the memories of watching the Fighting Sioux and the Gophers play was certainly a treat as a kid growing up.
Big weekend, big rivalry, one of the best in sports, I believe, and best in the college hockey for sure. University of North Dakota, University of Minnesota tonight, tomorrow night, Eagle State Arena. And we tried to catch up with Coach Eads. He was scheduled to join us, but evidently a meeting went long, so he was unable to join us. So, but we did get a lot of highlights. Thanks to Bernie Burgraff and the crew on the a great program you hear Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 1100 The Flag. Bernie does a great job, and many folks know the Burgraff Skating School expertise over the years and a long alliance with the University of North Dakota. So it's kind of fun to relive some of those famous Gopher Sioux series over the years. Did I say Gopher Sioux? I never say that. It's always Sioux Gopher. That's the right way. It's the law. You have to say Sioux then Gopher series, right? That's just like you have to say UND U of M series. That's just the way it goes. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, where they are big Bison fans. Bison are home this weekend in football action, as are the Fighting Hawks. And if you go into a PetroServe USA location, you're going to find a great selection of NDSU apparel at great prices. That's right, really good prices. So check that out. They're always updating that. It's great. And, of course, PetroServe USA locations, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way into Minnesota, Dilworth, as well as Glendon and up to Bemidji and Grafton and Arthur and Castleton and Valley City, that beautiful new location, also down in Wahpeton. And now the Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, part of the PetroServe USA family. They give away $50,000 in PetroServe USA cards, which, of course, are cards you can use for gas, which is like cash, if you ask me, right? Gas is cash. And register new drawings every week. So you want to register every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Gordy in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on that whole thing with the congressman from Florida, a congressperson from Florida. I'm all for people with mental disabilities getting jobs. I don't think Congress probably is a good place for that. But the thing that concerns me more than her being in Congress is the people that elected her into office. How out of touch and not aware of her failings are these people when they pull the lever in the voting booth? That to me is one of the reasons why if you can't pass our citizenship test, you should not be allowed to vote.
In my view, Gore, you're on to something here, because I think that's the reason we have the problems we do. I think that's why Congress's approval rating is where it's at, because so many of these districts, a potted plant, as long as it has a Democrat behind it, can win. And by the way, the same thing with the Republican side, that the districts are such that they have been, you know, they have been juked and jived and twisted and turned so that they're safe districts. And therefore, you have to toe the party line. You just go there. You don't ever branch out, and you get what you get. And no matter who runs, as long as it's the right party, they're going to win. And that's...
Right.
You get individuals like this poor woman who clearly doesn't know much of anything. Maybe.
Well, that's like the guy that thought that Guam would flip over because there were too many airplanes on it. You know, I mean, what kind of brain? These people have no business making laws for our nation when they don't even understand what an island is.
Yeah, good point, Gordy. I appreciate your call. I also hope that the bungling of a situation involving the family of a fallen soldier will make her career short. Texter says, I think after that congresswoman said I'm a rock star now, she showed exactly what she did and why she did what she did. I'm a disabled vet. I've accompanied home a fallen brother to his final resting place as he was flown home. I believe this woman should, for once in her miserable life, do an honorable thing and resign. Yeah, that'd be unlikely, given the egos of members of Congress. That's another thing, you know, David Brooks here obviously doesn't like the high opinion that he believes Donald Trump has of himself. Find me a member of Congress that isn't in the same boat, right? I don't understand that. One more before we let you go. Here is the great Mark Chorney on this awesome rivalry that's kicking off again this weekend.
It's always a special weekend, a special series. The Gophers are probably UND's greatest rival. I know they were when I was in college, and I can remember my sophomore year, first game of the year, we played the exhibition game up in Minot, North Dakota, and we had a real heritage group of freshman players, Kevin Maxwell, Howard Walker, Kerry Eats, Phil Sykes, Bob Iabushi, and we went into Minot, and first game of the year, everybody's all excited, and we didn't even get through the warm-up, but we had a bench-clearing brawl.
Of course they did. That's what it's all about. Go Sue. God bless you, folks. See you Monday. Need a snack? Head for PetroServe USA. Get the king-size Mars brand candy bars for 69 cents. Or Jack Link's sticks, the 2-ounce size, $1.89. The Kellogg's Cheez-It 3-ounce bags are only 79 cents. How about some Red Bull, 2 for $5? Or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese on white. The Deli Club, oven-roasted turkey and cheese on wheat. Your choice, $2.29. All month long at PetroServe USA. You need a great deal? For lunch, dinner, for breakfast, head for PetroServe USA. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And, of course, when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you're filling up by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Right there at a PetroServe USA location near you. Register to win $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.